Good morning and welcome to Filtered. It is Thursday morning, 7 a.m. if you're listening when this has just gone live. This is our daily digital thought download with myself, Megan Cassidy, Managing Director of Love and Media Group, and of course, Jamie Heaslip. This morning, we're talking about morning routines. Jamie, the first thing that came to your mind when I said morning routines this morning was the influential 5 a.m. club.
Yeah, and I actually have the book here. I haven't read it, as you can probably see. It's nice and no dog ears or notes on it. But this has been sitting here. It's on my next list. I'm just finishing off this book. But yeah, I think in a really weird way, not that I knew it instinctively, but I'm a big believer in the power of routines in terms of how the state they get you into, because they act as like different moments act like triggers. So not that we're going to be talking about like morning routine, but what I'm going to reference a lot is the routine I would have had for a game, week of a game, knowing what you're doing different days. And then also that kind of 24 hours before roll into a game, how, you know, you ticked off different boxes and it was like different step changes in your kind of mindset, obviously, which affected how your body kind of got ready for going to war, basically.
Mm. I've read the 5 a.m. Club. I read it last year, January of 2019, and I read it again this January. And I think I'm going to make it a habit of reading it in January because it goes far beyond just the morning routine. I think the morning routine, it really does, I know it's a cliche, but symbolizes your whole day, because it's that ultimate moment of the minute you open your eyes, you're faced with your first big challenge, which is get up. And if you can beat that challenge, that warmth and that comfort of being in your bed, if you can beat that and get your 2 feet on the floor, you're off to a winning start.
You're obviously not a morning person, Megan, are you?
Actually, that's interesting, because maybe you don't feel the same way. I feel challenged the minute I wake up in the morning. I feel affronted.
Yeah. No, I've always been an early riser.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had a problem with it. I've never had a problem with getting up. But you know, I actually look at it quite differently as facing a challenge. I see the morning as preheating the oven. Mm. So come back to everyone making bloody sourdough, right? Over the last while. Okay. Okay. So, or one of my favorites, Bread 41. Okay. I bloody love that spot. Okay. But they preheat the ovens. If they don't, you'll see, if you cut open a loaf of bread, you'll see like at the center of it, it hasn't risen. Okay. Because they haven't set themselves up for success. Okay. They haven't set themselves up to hit it, to nail it. Okay. So I think reframe facing your first, I remember yesterday we talked about you know, you like to do the toughest thing first. Okay. Reframe that and actually go, okay, well, how can I set myself up to be, in that kind of flow state, for want of a better word, if anything, just from a mind point of view, and have that power hour, or, you know, Robin Sharma calls it the 20-20-20, which we've touched on obviously previously a couple of times. But I think it's a bit of a reframe of, okay, how do I move along the different steps and get myself into that flow state? Because like, not everyone's going to get up at 5 a.m. Not everyone's going to get up at 6 a.m. But mm-hmm. Let's say you're getting up at 7 and you have that hour. Then by 8 o'clock, you're kind of, you're buzzing, you're ready to go, or, you know, whatever. Even nowadays, maybe you don't have to, like, you're working from home, you don't have to be at the desk till 9. So maybe it's a flip on that and your kind of day starts at, I don't know, 8 o'clock or something, or 8:30 or whatever.
Yeah, I think that flow state is key. And for me, because it doesn't come naturally to me in the morning, to get into that flow state, I have to, as you said previously, ignore how I'm feeling. It's not about what I want to do. And if I can get an iron rot routine in there that's just step by step, I don't have to think about it. I can do it bleary eyed, do my steps, and then get to a point where I'm starting to feel like I'm swimming to the surface. And
so it's actually quite funny you say the word bleary-eyed. So that's actually, like, when you look at them, I've got I went back on my mechanical engineering degree at times when I was playing on the different sciences behind it, right? And I know I'm going to butcher this and people are going to give out to me, but in general, like, so in the morning, your prefrontal cortex, your thinking brain, is kind of half turned off still. And that's the whole point. Well, one of the points behind the 5 a.m. club is you're not overthinking things. You're not, your analytical brain, for want of a better word, isn't fired up. So you're kind of open to maybe more creative thinking for that reason. That bleary eyed state is actually the perfect opportunity to do it, coupled with the fact that you're not going to be getting texts. You're not going to be getting calls. You're not going to be getting WhatsApps. There shouldn't be a whole lot going on online that can't wait an hour or so. So there's a lot of good science behind it about why you actually stop and slow down to reduce down your cortisol levels, which peak. That's why you wake up. Your adrenaline and stuff like that. And that's why he moves to drop the blood sugar, get the metabolism up and running, use that cortisol to get going, and then reflect. By reflecting, you're increasing your kind of empathetic network in your brain in terms of using these kind of positive motion attractors that help on a chemical level, kind of increase dopamine, increase vasopressin, I think the hormone is, which actually physically opens like blood vessels up, opens creative thinking, gets you feeling more happy, I suppose, which obviously puts you in a more creative, positive mindset, which then is great to be in when you're kind of looking to learn or look at your goals or plan out your day.
Yeah. And what I've done is kind of sliced it up on what you're saying there. I've taken the pieces. We've spoken previously about how I tried to do it all at once, and I did try to do the 5 a.m. for the 60 days. Didn't work, took on too much. So I've sliced up what does work for me is that piece there around the reflection. So I can reflect in the morning. It's something I look forward to. So it's something that gets me up. And I know the earlier I get up, the quieter, as you're saying, there's no distractions. There's a smug self-righteousness. No one else is up. I'm up. I'm already reading.
Token selfie at 5 a.m.
Yeah, how many mornings did I take a shot of the sunrise at 5 a.m. just to show off? And once I've gotten that reading time in, and I've now got myself a really nice content diet, which I think we should make a separate episode about, like what you feed your brain in the morning. Yeah. I love what I read. I feel it really sinks in. I really absorb it. The thing I've not kept that Robin Sharma recommends is the 20-minute exercise session in the morning. It doesn't suit me. For some reason, I just prefer to exercise in the evening. I find after work, it's a de-stress, wind down, and kind of a transition into that relaxation period.
And you know what? Like, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's like what works for you. Now, I mean, some people obviously they think exercise is go run, is go sweat, and he's very much a proponent of go sweat. But look, for you, that could be stretching. It could be like for anyone, it could be stretching. It could be yoga. It could be, I don't know, a walk around the back garden, or even just going out the back garden or whatever. You know what I mean? Like I don't think it necessarily has to be like hard sweat. There's actually another great book by a guy, Aubrey, it's called Seize the Day. And he's kind of trying to put a routine around the perfect day. And he actually just says kind of move in the morning in terms of like, he actually uses like one of these little mini trampoline things just to bounce up for like 10 minutes or so. And he kind of doubles down, he bounces up and down while listening to a podcast. So he's kind of stacking, which is also something people should think about in the morning in terms of like stacking these things on top of each other. To see if just kind of cut down your time and be a bit more efficient. But he doesn't do his exercise in the morning. He does it in the evening, kind of around that window between 3 and 6 o'clock, which I think studies have kind of shown that that's when you're actually peaking, your body peaks for performing at around that time. So maybe you were just ahead of the curve and are a high performer in that regard, and your body was telling you something. But the most important thing is doing what is right for you. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing.
And making sure that you'll do it. I mean, it's consistency. And what I like about Robin is if it's 20 minutes, I can do that. And now because we're all at home, we're not going to the gym, it's even easier. Roll the mat out, get the YouTube video up and go. 20 minutes is doable. That means I'll do it every day. If I try and do an hour, I might do it once a week, but that can't be as good for me as a consistent 20 minute.
And that's the thing, like when you think about it, like I know we've talked about like the power of compound interest, you know what I mean? But it's like, it's there for a reason. I mean, I can't remember the numbers off it. It's something like if you're saving a cent a day and you double it every day, how much you're saving. For example, on day one, I was got 1 cent. At day 15, you've got something like 160 odd euro. By day 20, it's 5,200 something euro. And then by day 30, it's like over 5 million. Do you know what I mean? So it's the consistent compounding effect of little and often. I think that people really got to take away from this. And it's kind of hard for us because we're not very good at thinking long-term. We're like, just in general, like we're just not very good at it.
Yeah, you want that instant gratification, but they're two different parts of your brain, isn't it? Like you want that instant pleasure versus it's very hard for that chimp. That's the chimp part.
Well, that's another, and that's a really another good, which is
behind you.
It's right there. Yeah. Chimp paradox is just there. Another really good book that kind of talks a lot about how you kind of are able to quieten down that chimp that is constantly looking for fight or flight kind of scenarios versus your human brain, which kind of is able to think maybe a little bit more long term than instant gratification.
And you should pay attention to those chimp thoughts and really try and analyze them so that you remember the next time the chimp isn't in control and you know what your long-term goals are, you can recognize the danger points then for, okay, do you know what? My chimp actually tells me at 5 o'clock that I deserve a croissant. I don't. That's not my long-term plan. When he tells me that today.
You do.
You're the chimp. You're the chimp. When he tells me that, I'm not going to obey because I know what my long-term plan is. Like, that's the ultimate human condition though, isn't it? Is that battle between now and what my goals really are.
Yeah. And I know we've touched on in previous ones. And that's why, let's say you have a goal, but it's good to have little milestones along the way that you can reward yourself with. You know what I mean? Like, diet is, well, not diet. I hate calling it diet, right? It's just a way of how you want to eat, I suppose, right? I'll probably get given out to for that one. But Monday to Friday, I try and stay kind of fairly clean. And then the weekend, I don't really mind, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's just general rule. And Saturday, I just make sure I go to town on Saturday. And that's just kind of works for me. But again, I know that, like if I didn't train during the week or wasn't good during the week, then the compound effect of like going 200 or 300 calories over your output a day, you know, builds up, you know, at the end of a week, that's an extra day of calories basically built up without you realizing it.
Don't I know it? Yeah. okay.
But we all, I think we all realize the effect of that during like the depths of lockdown with the
COVID kilo.
The COVID kilo. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. Like, yeah. It's kind of like the J1 kilo, but yeah, not as fun.
No, not so fun. Okay. That's us, Jamie. We'd highly recommend you check out the Robin Sharma's The 5 AM Club, probably one of the most influential self-help books in the last couple of years. And also Jamie's holding up here at the Chimp Paradox Mind Management Program for Confidence and Success, Professor Steve Peters, two really, really seminal.
And read books. That one. Like, it's not relative.
He's obsessed with the psychology of money. I think it's got a shout out in there.
Well, you know, it's good. You know, the reason it's good is because it actually highlights, it talks a lot about how we're actually not that great at, we react a whole lot as opposed to plan for the long term. And actually what happens over the long term, if you're consistent with your thinking and your approach and don't have knee-jerk reaction to everything. So I know it says the psychology of money, but it's actually, it's quite in line and a very easy read.
Yeah, it seems like it's a running theme in all of the self-help books that we've touched on. It's that long term versus now.
Well, coming back to the routine, by the way, like you said, I know I'm killing you on the time here, but like it gives you that certainty that, you know, in the morning that we don't have. And if we can create these little routines throughout the day, that will give you a little bit more certainty, a little bit more confidence, and that will just help us manage these crazy times.
Yep. Great. Okay. Everyone have a great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. same place.
Take care.